Steve McRae, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him and the great debate community. These guys completely, they ejected me because of this. And I'm like, look, you guys are not teaching science. This is not science. This is a religion. And you're accusing me of being religious. You're actually accusing me of having faith. Look, believe it or not, it takes more faith to believe in evolution and the theory of the idea of atheism that just somehow out of nothing, you could violate the laws of physics and have everything in it. You'd have to have more faith to believe something like that, to believe in my God. Because it's pretty clear that my God is the God of the Bible based on just the resurrection alone. Just the resurrection proves, and I know people are trying to discredit that. Other college students are trying desperately to discredit it, but they can't and they won't because it is a historical fact that when Jesus rose again, it shook up all of history.
Amen. Well, Matt, since you've been in the debate realm a lot with these guys, let me ask you this. What's the idea? I mean, have they pretty much abandoned the Darwin, all the things that Charles Darwin had brought forth in his philosophies? Have they kind of said that that's old-fashioned and they're changing to new modern thinking, or do they still pretty much hold to that Darwinian thinking?
Well, it's actually interesting you mention that because it's interesting you mention that because they even say that you're supposed to be, and they quote Stephen Hawking's, and I don't have the quote in front. Actually, yeah, I do. This is from an article that was written on Stephen Hawking's. And it says Hawking has stated that given the vastness of the universe, aliens likely exist. So not God, but aliens likely exist, just no God, which is irrational. But the contact with them should be avoided. And then they also say he was also making and becoming more intuitive and speculative rather than relying on mathematical proofs. So Hawking just point blank admits, and even his writers are like, wow, is he really okay? Yeah, he's saying that we should be more speculative and more intuitive rather than relying on mathematical proofs. In order for something to be science, it has to be. Rely, excuse me, it has to be demonstrable, testable, and provable. None of what they're saying is, and they're constantly pulling these quotes from Stephen. Oh, Stephen Hawking is the greatest, prophet of science of all time. Well, what amazes me is one of his quotes. I have it here from my last debate. This is Stephen Hawking's. He said, and I don't believe in the Big Bang, but let's say the Big Bang's true. Let's just give Steve Hawking the benefit of the doubt. He's telling the truth. The Big Bang's true. We just bang out of nothing. The first law of thermodynamics violated. And notice what he says here. The universe, and this is Steve Hawking's, the universe would not exist if there was a decrease in the expansion rate 1 second after the Big Bang in only one part in 100 million millionths. So that number is insane. I mean, you have to be a total idiot to actually say, okay, there's definitely no creator, even believing the evolutionary theory. So either way, you've lost. If you're an evolution, if you, either way, if you're an atheist, you've lost the battle because even by Stephen Hawking's own admission and by Richard Dawkins' own admission, and they get mad at us for this, brothers, they get mad when you use their own quotes from their own prophets.